Everything has a spirit. The willow tree with leaves that kiss the pond, the stream that feeds the river, the wind that exhales fresh snow. And those spirits want to kill you. It's the first lesson that every Renthian learns. At age 5, Delena saw her uncle torn apart by a tree spirit for plucking an apple from his own orchard. At age 10, she witnessed the destruction of her home village by rogue spirits. At age 15, she entered the renowned Northeast Academy. And at age 19, she was chosen by a champion to train as his candidate. She became heir that same year and was crowned shortly after Queen Delena of the Forests of Arete, the sole survivor of the Coronation Massacre. She'd heard at least a half dozen songs about her history, each more ear-splitting than the last. She particularly hated the shrill ballads about her coronation, a day she wished she could forget. Instead, she had it hammered into her skull by a soprano with overly enthusiastic lungs. 6 months after her coronation, now that the funerals and so many of her friends' graves weren't so fresh, all of Arete wanted to celebrate their new queen, and she was swept along with them. For her part, she planned to demonstrate her sovereignty by healing one of the barren patches created during the massacre and replacing it with a new village tree. It is, she thought, one of the worst ideas I've had in weeks. At dawn, Delena lay awake in bed and wished she'd chosen to celebrate with a parade instead. Parades were nice. Everybody liked parades. Or she could have simply declared today a holiday and sent everyone back to bed. But no, I had to be dramatic and queenly. She wrapped her silk robe around her bare shoulders and walked toward the balcony. She'd chosen chambers within the branches of one of the eastern trees, rather than occupying the former queen's rooms. It felt wrong to sleep in a bed owned by the woman she'd helped kill. Leaning against the smooth wood of the archway, she peeked out, her loose hair with its streaks of red, gold, orange, and brown, fell into her face and she shoved it back. Outside, the lemon-yellow sunlight poked between the leaves, and the bark glowed warm where the light touched it. She saw hints of sky, pale morning blue, but only when the wind blew hard enough to disturb the canopy of leaves overhead. The trees were thick in this part of the forest, with branches that curled around one another and leaves that blocked most of the sky above and all of the earth below. People were already perched in the branches, camped out early for the best view of her. Sighing, she retreated. "You knew you'd have an audience," she told herself. "Stop acting so surprised." An amused voice behind her said, "They're no longer calling you the Queen of Blood. They now call you Queen Delena the Fearless." Delena snorted. "The only fearless people I've ever met were frightfully stupid." Turning, she faced Captain Alette, her devoted guard and friend. Alette always seemed to have an unnatural sense of when Delena was awake. She'd entered soundlessly and now stood in front of the ornate door. She wore her leather armor and had knives strapped to her arms and legs. Her thick black hair with the white stripe was wound up and pinned in place, and she'd tucked at least two more knives into her curls. "It's supposed to be a compliment, m'lady, but if you'd like me to discourage it, I could always stab a few of the worst offenders." "You're too kind. Bloodthirsty, but kind." Squaring her shoulders, Delena crossed to her wardrobe. She opened the doors to reveal her celebration dress, a confection of lace that shimmered in the morning light. She touched the fabric lightly. 17 seamstresses had worked on it, painstakingly adding hundreds of glass beads so she would look as if she'd been sprayed with sparkling dew. The dress would catch the light even in near darkness. It was far and away the loveliest and most impractical thing she'd ever seen. "You'll have many more songs written about you after today," Alette said. especially if I die.